This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's an incredible time to be alive. The corporate media has been exposed as shills, as fake news. Their answer from Europe to the United States is to join China and blacklist all nationalist, pro-freedom, pro-gun, pro-religious freedom organizations. They're telling our kids don't give out Christmas cards at school. That's their free speech to do that. They're telling them separation of church and state. Separation of church and state means we don't have a government state-run religion. But if local governments want to put up a Christmas display, they can. But certainly your kids can hand out Christmas cards. This is all part of the intimidation. All part of the control. Oh, your school can have a Satan club, but you can't have a Christian club because it means separation of church and state. Oh, your school can have a Muslim club, but you can't have a Christian club. This is pure discrimination. People have to tell the different leftist organizations, like People for the American Way, you know, headed up by Kramer and all his exploits, go back to Hades from which they came. Get behind me, Beelzebub, and all your pomps, and all your pimps, and all your other angler fish swimming along behind you. Now, Joel Gilbert's got big breaking news on Obama coming up. You say, well, why do we care about Obama? It's important to destroy his legacy, expose what a shill he is, just as Hillary, and to bring them both to justice. Nobody's above the law. I don't care if they're the president. I don't care who they are. We've got to hold them to that. So that's coming up. And then I'm also going to get into this. I mean, I see this every day, but today there's like five articles. Where all over the country, people with Trump signs are having their houses burned down, they're being assaulted, they're being killed, especially if they're white. And the media, we've got CNN clips going, well, they're white, big dealer. Cops are getting killed, well, it's their fault because cops did bad stuff. How if a cop does something bad in another state, is it now their fault? Why does a black cop getting shot in Dallas or a black cop being shot in Baton Rouge, because somebody thinks a cop did something bad somewhere else, how is that justice? You know, when Black Lives Matter pushes bang, bang, you know, you're dead, pig, or deck the halls with dead cops, and then cops get killed, oh, then it's their free speech. It's not their fault calling for violence. Then I'm not calling for violence. I cover mainstream media covering Pizzagate and say, boy, this does look suspicious. And then they have some actor, and it is true, it's an actor, come in there, and no witnesses say shots are fired, but the news say shots are fired. It turns out the supposed actor ran over a little girl this year, but no charges happened. And then magically, his dad owns a production company, and then magically he goes in and does this. And magically, then, of course, he's an Alex Jones listener, of course. And then magically, I've got to be blamed for it, and so does the free press, right as they try to, quote, ban independent media. Good luck banning us, and good luck blaming us for what's going on. It's not going to work. It's like whack-a-mole. You're only certifying us into the age of wonder. You're only making us legends now. So please continue. Report buried Trump-related hate crimes against white kids. New York Post. We're going to cover that. German state media refuses to run migrant murder story. Say it's too regional to show the migrants killed another German woman. You better believe if some white guys killed a Muslim woman, it would be never be the end of it. And this isn't about hating Muslims. It's about the left being one-sided, covering up for Muslims. And Muslim leaders saying, we're taking your country over. It's ours. You're weak. We're going to put you under Sharia law. And it's not some little side imams doing this. It's the dominant, predominant imam of Jerusalem, you name it. I mean, it's outrageous. A Trump supporter has his truck torched and sprayed with anti-Trump slogans while at Christmas party. Another article. It's all coming up straight ahead with Joel Gilbert in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the evil, horrible website.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There have been thousands of incredible editorial cartoons in the last year and a half during this historic general election that's shaken globalism to its foundations. But one in particular, and I can't even read who accredited, so it's S.V. Mears, created one that tells it all. It's an image of Donald Trump, and he is basically out on a football field. We'll show TV viewers a shot of that. And he's throwing the football over a TV crew and a newspaper writer to a fella sitting on his couch. And he's getting his information to the voter via social media. It's very simple, but it tells it all. The gatekeepers are now not in the middle. And what is social media? It's what you think. It's what's being said. It's raw videos. It's raw articles. It's filmmakers. It's foreign press. It's government documents. It's pieces of legislation. It's white papers. It's excerpts of books written by the globalists in many cases, admitting world government, admitting they want communism for the general public, admitting how much they hate us. And so now things that were only meant for the elite, they love to brag to themselves in these books they write and white papers, is now being seen by the public. And Donald J. Trump has thrown the ball right over their heads. I have retweeted this image out at Real Alex Jones. I believe this is the most powerful editorial cartoon of 2016. Ben Garrison's awesome. Anthony Frieda are amazing. But I think this encapsulates it all. In fact, you know, the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. I'd love to see what a Ben Garrison did with this. I bet he'd make it even better. Or an Anthony Frieda. In fact, maybe we should have a contest for $5,000 because art is culture, is the future. Make art to defeat tyranny. Make art, individual art, to defeat the collectivist. I think we should probably codify and have a contest that we announce the next few days for people taking basically this iconic image. We should have the cartoonist on. I don't even know their name. Just saw it yesterday and just printed it off today. And take this image and then duplicate it thousands and thousands of times. Even if you don't win, you win by resisting the globalists. So, what are they going to do now? If you're a radio listener, again, go to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones. You can see it. I'm going to post on Infowars.com. What are they going to do? Well, we told you. Matt Drudge was here, what was it, 13 months ago? They said, Alex, I'm giving you this exclusive interview, the first interview in 3 years, because I was visited by a Supreme Court justice, and I'll keep hammering on this. He said next year they're going to come in with the EU and the UN and start trying to censor the web. And it's so bad. I talked about this last hour. I didn't even convey to you how bad it was. It's so sensational. And he said they're going to hand over the web to the internationals. It's all going to happen. And the Supreme Court justice told me he should just sit down and shut up. That's not that Matt should sit down and shut up. The Supreme Court justice was told, sit down and shut up, conservatives, because it's over. We're going to do this. We've got the votes. But they didn't get Hillary in. They didn't get what they wanted. Have they stopped? No. They're so arrogant that they still handed the internet over to this international consortium headed up by the UN with the Saudi Arabians heading up the Human Rights Council that is part of the decision-making process. And now the EU came out yesterday and said you have 24 hours, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and over 100 other sites to ban Breitbart, InfoWars, and Drudge Report. We're listed. So people can't even get to it. And no one's allowed to post it. Talk about blacklist, 1,000 times worse than what we were told about McCarthy that wasn't even true. This is incredible. This is what comes after the MSM dies. We're going to cover this some this hour. And Joel Gilbert with us 30 minutes of the next hour. So plenty of time. The bottom of the hour to get to his huge breaking Obama news. I'm going to tell you about in a moment as well. But they've consulted with the communist Chinese. The EU has, Facebook has, Obama has. He's come out and said we need state-run media. Obama gave three speeches or more that I saw three of them, in Greece, in Germany, saying time to censor, time to have state-run media. He told Rolling Stone that as well. And now we learn, before Trump even gets in, they want to do this. And the Washington Post is saying we need to censor Trump. And Twitter responded last week and said, yes, we're considering banning the president, saying he's a bully. So this is an attempted media coup by dying media, with the billionaire Silicon Valley globalist to shut us down because we're hurting them so badly. They lied in the polls. They lied about the debates. They got caught consorting with, running all the major mainstream media from The Daily Show to CBS News. And their answer is to call us fake news and come and try to shut us down. And now they're announcing it 44 days before Trump gets in. Now, you have huge news coming up, Joel Gilbert. At the bottom of the hour, everybody's got to tune in for this because we got to expose who Obama is and why he did what he did. Joel Gilbert has gone and talked to one of his known best friends on record at his maximum security prison. When and how Obama found out his communist father was Frank Marshall Davis. Obama's racist views growing up. How communist Frank Marshall Davis radicalized Obama with drugs and topless bars. And so much more. Wait till you hear this. He'll also reveal what he learned about Obama's Connecticut Social Security number. This is a true investigative journalist, folks. He's interviewed Malik Obama. He's interviewed, he went and exposed that Frank Marshall Davis was his real dad, which has now come out. He's also going to release so much more here today. So he's with us in 30 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll open the phones up for the last 30 minutes of the show I'm hosting. And then we're going to have Paul Watson from London, England with big news on the whole fake news front. But the article's on Infowars.com. And quite frankly, Paul's article isn't even hardcore enough. The headline should be, after they handed the web over to the internet, censorship of all nationalistic or conservative sites announced. I mean, this is bombshell. And they have CBS News saying we should be shut down yesterday, calling InfoWars fake news. We have the Morning Joe saying, quote, it's that we hallucinated what was in the WikiLeaks about sex traffic, even though it's in there. We're not saying everything in there is sex traffic, but it's definitely there, is what the FBI is saying. I mean, look at the pedophile island, look at Lolita Express, look at Epstein, look at Clinton. I mean, this is incredible. Look at the Penn State. I mean, it's just look at the Catholic Church. This is how the leftists take over organizations is with their sex exploitation. That's how spies operate. But cheating on your wife now won't get you, you know, in prison, folks. So it's got to be pedophilia. Gay isn't enough now. So that's why they use these cults to do it. This is incredible. So this is all coming up. But we're 2 minutes to midnight here. And I want to talk to Joel Gilbert about what he thinks about this, how we counter this. But I tell you, this is really a toothless attack because no one believes them. No one likes them, maybe 30% of the public. So isn't this the cherry on top? Like they dug their grave, now they're climbing into it, shoveling dirt on themselves, or am I wrong, Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, investigative journalist? Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good to see you finally, Alex. How are you?
It's good to have you here in person.
All right. Well, look, leftist revolution was always a long-term revolution. Obama's election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It really was the result of this American socialist movement that took over the universities, journalism, and
red diaper doper babies.
Yeah, for decades. So they see this as a long-term effort. Barack Obama was never interested in being president of the United States. He was only interested in using the presidency to agitate and to try to divide the country and help foment this long-term revolution. So I think we're still in a period of great danger despite Trump's being elected. Obama is planning, as still a very young man relatively, is planning to remain the head of the Democrat Party and help organize and agitate for the next 4 years. He's given a lot of indications that he has every plan to use that position to say things he couldn't say, as if he hasn't said. And
they're not giving up. They're digging in. They're talking about his own TV network now.
Right.
And, of course, they'll just shut us off and make us watch him.
Correct. So, what did Ronald Reagan really accomplish if within 16 years, Barack Obama takes over, opens the borders, loads the Supreme Court with leftist politicians, Obamacare? So the danger is that Trump has to succeed and create such a system and purge the left from all the government institutions, whether it be the National Council on Arts and Humanities, the funding of all these radical organizations. It has to be purged of everything Obama has done to stack the system. And you can see him trying to put the final touches on the internet.
And that's why it's important we're going to break down who he really is, because he's not going away. Like Bill Clinton, he's going to stay around, even be worse than ever. But specifically, until the bottom of the hour, I want to get into all this with you. What do you make of them openly starting to censor InfoWars? I mean, it's begun. Starting to censor Breitbart. It started.
This is a continuation of the radical leftist agenda, because they know that middle America, the church-going, hardworking people, will never buy into this progressive nonsense. Even in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I talked to black people living in urban America. They didn't want any part of transgenderism. They didn't want to. These mothers of black kids did not want their kids smoking marijuana being legalized. They didn't want illegal immigrants coming into their neighborhoods. The only way they can control us is through the media and through complete control of the Supreme Court and the tools of power, the tools of state. America will never buy into this nonsense. So this is their last gasp effort. And if they can succeed at this, and if they don't succeed, they'll just come back with another plan. They'll never go away.
It's incredibly naked. It's incredibly brazen to just openly say, we're going to list you as fake news when they're the discredited fake news that should be closing their doors.
Look, they've tried so many outrageous things that were never stopped. The IRS scandal.
Incredible persecution.
Incredible persecution. The Fast and Furious using the, you know, running guns through Mexico and getting a U.S. DA agent.
To Al-Qaeda, we now learn.
Running guns from Al-Qaeda in Libya to Al-Qaeda in Syria through Turkey. Nothing, no matter how outrageous the Obama administration.
Well, it's now come out, I'm sure you know this, that it was actually running, not just to blame the Second Amendment, as CBS learned, and they fired the reporter, Atkinson. They were running the guns into Mexico, and a lot of them then over to Libya, and then exactly.
Yeah, there's no end of it. But no one ever, the media never stood up. The Republicans never stood up to the left. My hope is that Trump and people like yourself can finally get it out. And I think it has succeeded, and that middle America realizes what a scam leftism and progressivism.
That's right. Let's come back and talk about General Flynn's son is also under attack right now for exposing all this. This is Key Straight Ahead with Joel Gilbert.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Major truth bombs on the globalists in the next segment. I've got a correction to make. Excuse me. I was going from memory. They've just started the Michigan recount, and Trump is leading there in the recount so far, getting more votes than Hillary is in the recount. But I apologize. I was looking at three different numbers from Wisconsin and mixing it up with Michigan. So the correction is he doesn't have 32,000 extra votes. in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, it's 70,000+ directly from the state website. We're going to update. So see, I'm fake news. I said Trump's winning in the recount by 30,000. I'm sorry, it's 70,000+ from the state website. We're putting it up right now. Joel, what do you make of this whole recount situation?
Look, the leftists never give up. They're trying everything they can. There's no doubt that Jill Stein, you know, where did she get all this $7, 8, 9 million from? That's more money than she raised for her entire campaign. I have no doubt that Soros and this gang is behind it. And they're you got to be very vigilant because they can pull any kind of tricks, whether it's more voter fraud or they're trying to cause a doubt in the Electoral College. They'll always be spending these millions on trying to delegitimize American democracy.
And do you agree with Trump? I mean, Pew Research says it's a fact. It's worse than he said. They claimed it was my claim. I was going off Pew Research. They knew that. They cut that part off. We played the newscast. But Trump knows that there's millions of dead people voting in the name of dead people. There's millions of illegals voting. And he points out, hey, I probably really won the popular vote. If it wasn't for all the fraud. And now the recounts are showing that.
Yeah, this entire system of dead people voting, voter fraud, this was invented in Chicago by Obama, Alinsky, and that gang. Don't forget, Obama was elected originally to the state Senate because he knew that Alice Palmer's registrations were fraudulent because he himself had engaged in the similar activity, registering people that weren't qualified. So he had her eliminated. Then he ran for Senate and using trickery had his opponent destroyed by information about his divorce coming out. So Obama soared up to the Senate and manipulated the voting system in Chicago.
Let me ask you this. I haven't harped on this enough. Yeah. This is a guy with a CIA, a sex operative mother. That's come out. You exposed it and others did. His grandfather, high-level CIA, OSS before that in the Army, running the banking operations out in Hawaii. They got the fake communist, you know, pornographer, probably a double agent, who his grandfather's best friends with. You expose all that. We're going to cover in the next segment, but new info. And then he just gets given all these jobs, doesn't show up to class. His records are all sealed. State Senate, U.S. Senate one term, U.S. president. And then he has the nerve to say Trump isn't qualified to organize or run something when he's known as one of the most organized, focused, hard-driving people in business ever.
Yeah, it's a fact that Obama hid his entire background. That's what I've shown in my film. I've got new information I'm coming out with after 3 additional years of research since my film came out, where I'm going to expose even more, showing that Barack Obama was a poor student. He was a radical leftist state senator. And his entire history was hidden from the public because he could only...
Trump's entire history is completely in a fishbowl.
Correct. And all Obama could do was simply say, my father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring everybody together. In reality, his father was a Soviet agent and a far left.
And by the way, that's confirmed about Frank Marshall Davis. He was at the highest levels of the U.S. Communist Party.
He was Communist Party USA, one of the original black Bolsheviks out of Chicago, joined the Communist Party in 1932. He went to Hawaii on orders of the Kremlin to try to start a revolution in Hawaii using the dock workers, and he organized a dock workers strike to expel U.S. naval forces from Hawaii because the Soviets felt the U.S. naval forces were an obstacle to Soviet expansion in Asia. The strike went on for 6 months and failed, and Frank Marshall Davis became a Communist Party a newspaper writer, tried to change the NAACP to get them to follow Stalin, got kicked out of that, got hauled before the Un-American Activities Committee, pleaded the Fifth. And we have all the evidence that this was Frank Marshall Davis, Barack Obama's biological father, and became his ideological mentor.
And that's In Dreams, My Real Father, available at joelgilbert.net, also InfoWarsStore.com. Now, give people a prelude. This is big. I knew you were coming here to break big news. We're honored you're here. I didn't realize how big. You are going to break the biggest news yet on Obama on the other side.
Correct. I've been befriended Obama's best friend from high school that he talks about, calls him Ray in his book, Dreams from My Father. His real name is Keith Kakagawa. He is in prison, has been in prison in and out all his life at Corcoran State Prison in Central California. There I am with Keith in prison. Charles Manson is there as well. And I visited with him several times, and he gave me the information about when Barack and how he found out that Frank Marshall Davis was his real father, and went through a lot of information about his Social Security number, his relationship with Honey Harlow, who was Lenny Bruce's ex-wife and stripper living in Hawaii at the time.
By the way, you got photos of these guys in school together. They're admitted friends. This is indisputable, but this is breaking here. Bombshell straight ahead. This is amazing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Darling, I need to tell you how many bridges
live
I've got
from the Infowars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
We are back live. I am your host. Look, I'm just pinching myself every segment here that we're on air and the EU is officially saying shut down InfoWars in the next 24 hours, telling Facebook, Twitter, Google, and hundreds of other sites, over 100, delist this, do not let this be spread. So first they put you in an electronic ghetto, as Matt Drudge has said here last year. I don't mean to kiss his derriere, but he's on target. He was so prescient, plus he was warned. First they put you in the ghetto, then they physically restrict you, then they arrest you. This is actually happening. The article's on InfoWars.com. Paul's working on something even bigger along these lines out in the next few hours. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. EU demands social media websites censor fake news within 24 hours. Listed in the same context as jihadist propaganda, which they would never control. They're the ones letting it in. The European Union is demanding that Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, and all we said they're letting the jihadis in to finally say we've got to censor them, but us too. See, the European Union is demanding that Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook censor illegal hate speech. Within 24 hours, content that includes so-called fake news, which we've been put in that database, a term so broad that it includes perfectly legitimate news content. Complaining that censorship is currently taking too long, EU commissioners are threatening to pass new laws if the non-legislative approach fails. The last weeks and months have shown that social media companies need to live their important role and take up the share of responsibility when it comes to phenomenon like online radicalization, illegal hate speech, or fake news. EU Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova told the Financial Times, and it goes on from there and lists Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and Breitbart.com. And folks, listen, you've got to spread the links to our articles, our videos. You've got to get this out. Even The Guardian, that's pretty socialist, says this is dangerous. It's a blacklist. It's fascist. Communist, whatever you want to call it, it's authoritarian. It's command and control. It is so insane to see Obama in speeches all over the world saying, we're going to shut down fake news. We're going to have the government help real news. So we're going to take your tax money and then force feed you propaganda, but shut down what you really want. That's why they're panicking so bad. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we need your support now more than ever. Joel Gilbert's here with us with Bombshell News here in just a moment. That's why they want to shut us down. But first off, the Liberty Movement and InfoWars are under attack and need your support. With the election of Donald Trump and the rise of InfoWars from gigantic to humongous, colossal, the establishment is getting more desperate than ever. Again, we're 86 now on Quantcast and other services. The New York Times is much smaller. I mean, I can't believe that. The New York Times, again, admits 90% of their business is now online. They're a joke, folks. I can't believe we're bigger than the New York Times. The latest move to label real independent media as fake news is only the beginning of their all-out assault on InfoWars and the Liberty Movement as a whole. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to help defend against incoming attacks. The globalists hate that InfoWars is not beholden to the megabanks or government handouts because it means our message cannot be censored or controlled, except for direct censorship, which they're now going to. Because we are not establishment-funded, we are powered solely by your support. When you purchase the super high-quality products from InfoWarsStore.com, you are buying proverbial war bonds, virtual war bonds is what I would say, in the final fight for the soul of our country, which we're beginning to resurrect thanks to your help. The best part is when you purchase through InfoWarsStore.com, you're also getting the best products out there. Whether it's the ultra-powerful InfoWars line pharmaceuticals like X2 and Supermel Vitality, or the best-tasting portable food and heirloom seeds, we're only giving you the very best products that I use for myself and my family. And, folks, we're under attack. I cannot stress to you how important it is to support our local AM and FM affiliates, to become sponsors, to support them. The best way to fight tyrants is to make your media they're trying to censor 10 times stronger. And when they try to shut us down, the answer is hand print off our articles, double send out our emails, send our videos out, do your own videos on YouTube saying we don't want to see InfoWars censored. This is outrageous. This is crazy. Call it what it is. See, they use labeling games. They're the fake news. They call us fake. They're fake. Are we calling to shut them down? No, we're just exposing them. They're having boycotts. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to delist us. They're trying to kick the apps off like Breitbart. They're doing it. They try stuff like saying Drudge has viruses when it doesn't. They do all sorts of dirty tricks because we are killing them. They don't want this information coming out. Now, Joel Gilbert, for the rest of the hour, we're going to go to the next hour. I'm going to give you the floor here to run through some of the background of Obama for new listeners, who Frank Marshall Davis is, Dreams of My Real Father. We can put some images from the trailer, Dreams of My Real Father, up on screen for TV viewers. Again, we're a simulcast for your new viewers or listeners. And roll through kind of the background and then the new big bombshells. You've been to Hawaii. You've been to the prisons. You've been to California. You've gone and met with his admitted best friend from college. I mean, you have really done it. And then once you exposed all this, it turns out, hiding in plain view, Obama's always pretty much been admitting it. So let's get into the new bombshell information with investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker Joel Gilbert.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Look, the biggest piece of fake news, when they came out with this new term, I guess Hillary brought it up, I just had to laugh because the biggest fake news was Barack Obama claiming to be the son of a Kenyan goat herder who would bring people together in his book, Dreams for My Father. Myself and others were investigating his background, and through my film, Dreams for My Real Father, it was an alternate history that showed that Barack Obama's actual background was a radical leftist. And it traced back to the fact that there was a mountain of evidence that his real biological father was not the Kenyan Obama, but was rather Frank Marshall Davis, the Soviet agent and American communist, who he admits in his own book raised him in Hawaii. In Obama's own book, Dreams for My Father, he says, when I was little, my grandfather would take me to Frank's house, and it was though there was an unwritten, unspoken contract between the two of them. He also dropped a hint when the Kenyan died. He said, I had no documentation to prove that the Kenyan was my real father. So he's been dropping hints. And I reached out, since my film came out, I reached out to Keith Kakagawa. Keith Kakagawa was the character known as Ray in Obama's book. Ray was actually the name of their drug dealer from the Chum Gang. There's Ray. His real name is Keith Kakagawa. Obama claimed he was black. In fact, he's actually half Hawaiian, half a quarter Indian, and a quarter black. But Keith has been in and out of prison his whole life, unfortunately. He was part of that Chum Gang pot-smoking ring at Punahou. And I became friendly with Keith. He's in prison at Corcoran State Prison in Central California, along with Charles Manson. He's a very, actually, nice, sincere guy. And he was able to share with me over the couple of years that I've known him a lot of information and bombshell information about Barack's upbringing and his relationship with Frank Marshall Davis. I'm going to get into some of those. Here's an example for people on TV. You can see one of the letters from prison, which he sent me many of. And we met quite often and speak all the time. The first things he told me were about Obama becoming very racist and racial, as which he said was a result of him hanging out with Frank Marshall Davis three or four times a week, at least for an hour. And that Frank was essentially his father in every meaning of the word. He gave examples, for instance, that they went to the senior prom, and even though they were 15 years old and the girls were 17 and 18, and Barry, as he calls him, complained that the seniors won't dance with him because he's black. And Keith would point out and say, well, no, it's because we're 15 and we're dressed for a luau. And then Barry complained that he wasn't able to start on the basketball team because he was black. And Keith told him, no, it's because you can't make a shot and you can't rebound. You're on the team because you're black. And Barry went on to talk about how his own grandfather couldn't understand him because he was black. So he said that Barry became a radical wannabe, and it was a result of Frank Marshall Davis turning him on to Angela Davis and Malcolm X, and Barry becoming extremely racial about everything. Then he tells me this bombshell story that when in 1977, he was with Barack, or Barry as he called him, in the Ala Manoa Mall in Waikiki at a sporting goods store. And all of a sudden, Barry says, that's my father over there. And Keith says, what are you talking about? That black man there, I recognize him from the pictures. That's my father from Kenya. And Keith said, no way. And Barack ran over to him and he said, are you Barack Obama? He said, yes. Who are you? He said, well, I'm your son. He said, well, what are you doing in Hawaii? He said, well, I'm on a layover from Hong Kong going back to Kenya. And by the way, Malik Obama confirmed for me that his father had gone to Hong Kong at that time. And the Kenyan Obama basically blew off Barack, blew him off and left. And Keith explains that that moment set off Barry or Barack on a tirade where he went to his mother, Frank, his grandfather, and said, you all lied to me. Frank is my father. I've always known it. He spends time with me. He gives me money. I look like him. You've been lying to me. And he said for a couple of months, they all denied it. And Barry got so out of control that the grandfather, Gramps, came to Keith and said, listen, the story is true, but he can't talk about this. I don't want him talking about it. So next time he talks about it, I want you to smack him. And Keith said, I can't hit Barry. He said, no, you got to hit him next time he talks about this. So Keith said that sure enough, Barry kept screaming about it, and he put him in a chokehold, dragged him down the street. And then all of a sudden, Barry stopped talking about it. And this was about the time that this poem was wrote, people are familiar with, called Pop, where it's like an explanation of an encounter between a young man and an older man. And in the poem, he says He looked just like me. He gave me a hug, and I could see myself inside of Pop's black frame glasses. So it's as if there was some kind of admission, and they wrote a poem to kind of memorialize it. So this is a pretty bombshell. It comes from Obama's best friend, who's written about throughout his book as his best friend. And it shows that Barack had this big moment where he was lied to his whole life, but realized it was came to know it was a biological father, and that Davis continued to be his ideological father and continued to radicalize him by taking him down to places like, this is also brand new news, there was a strip club in Hotel Street down in Honolulu called Hubba Hubba, and a lot of the Marines would go down and military would go down to Hotel Street. It's known for many, many years. So at Hubba Hubba, Frank would take him there. They would have these all kind of nefarious things I don't even want to say on this show.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, okay, I'll say it. Well, he basically said that the Hubba Hubba had private nights that were not advertised, where people would come and all kind of things would go on that you could possibly imagine, and that this was a location that Frank would take Barry. Now, interestingly, the manager...
Oh, did he tell you sex parties?
Swingers parties, sex parties. So the manager of Hubba Hubba was none other than Honey Harlow. Honey Harlow was the famous stripper who was the ex-wife of Lenny Bruce, who lived in Honolulu all those years.
Do we have a photo of her?
Yes, we got a photo of Honey Harlow. Now, Honey Harlow, I've identified as the stripper who poses in the photos with Ann Dunham at Frank Marshall Davis's house that came out in my film. That is Honey Harlow.
And now, before we go here, let's rewind this for a minute for TV viewers and radio listeners.
Yeah.
People understand, if you've seen your film on this and you've done research and you've read Obama's book, he admits all this. In later versions, they took it out. So 95% of what you're saying is on record. You found photos of Obama with Frank Marshall Davis and people and with others, and it's the same house, it's the same couch, it's the same pictures. Then there's all this porn that Davis admittedly shot on the side. That's what communists do.
Correct.
To fund themselves, drugs, you name it. And so it's his mother. It's clearly her posing. It's the same woman in the photos. All this from this racy culture in Hawaii in the 60s, in the 70s. And, of course, before that, back in the 50s. So start at the beginning again.
Okay, so Frank Marshall Davis was a photographer of nude women. And he took these photos of Ann and Honey Harlow and other strippers and sold them to the Betty Page, strip magazines of the time.
And you were contacted by one of the famous off-record collectors of all this, saying, "Hey, I've got Obama's mother."
Yeah, we acquired this stuff about 4 years ago. And look, it's not to make fun of the fact that his mother was posing for nude photos. It's intended to show that there was the chance of a relationship to help prove the fact that Obama lied to the country. He ran as a mainstream candidate.
Well, he's a total government cutout, is the point. With multiple names, he's got passports and stuff that say Barry. He's got the different last names on there. He lists himself as a Muslim in Indonesia. I mean, this guy has got more names than, you know, a villain in the James Bond movie.
Well, here's the next revelation. We'll get back to Hubba Hubba, but
I don't mean to interrupt you. Let's go back and finish up with the porn.
Okay, so Honey Harlow, who was the ex-wife of Lenny Bruce, she lived in Hawaii at the time. It's all documented, and that is her. I'm certain in the photos with Ann Dunham that further places that photo in Hawaii, and you can see the obvious resemblance. And anyway, Keith Kakagawa told me that Frank would take Barry down there. They would do a lot of drinking and drugging. And this was the period where Obama became radicalized and saw the world through a racial lens, the same as Frank Marshall Davis. It's the same person as essentially Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Everything is racial. Everything is because of race. Now, the disappointment voters have with Obama is, of course, they voted for him based on this false news story that he floated in his book, that he's a post-racial person, he's going to bring us all together because of his unique...
But notice, all he did was engage in race baiting and division massively.
Correct.
Down to even hiring organizers to go stir up riots.
Correct, and this is why it's important to really reveal who Obama was.
But does he even get that that causes cops to slow roll and kills thousands of black Americans, and that it creates real racism and division? I mean, I guess that's what they want.
It's not about that. It's about the revolution. It's about long-term control. And they realize...
So you got to radicalize and try to make as many black people as you can racial and hateful so they never assimilate or have it.
Yeah, the Obama wrote in his book about reading Fallon, you know, the Algerian Revolution. And they said there's going to be blood. There's going to be a price to pay for achieving long-term takeover and the leftist revolution. So all of these things are just,
all I can say is good luck with them, with all their censorship, their plans for violence. I'm not looking for violence, but, man, these wimps want to start a physical fight. We are going to clean their clocks. I mean, these people can hardly tie their frickin' shoelaces. Libertarians, patriots, Americana people are wrecking machines. Go ahead.
Well, look, obviously the best way to cleanse the situation is truth and to illuminate and tell the truth about...
That's what we're going to do. But see, they know we're beating them in the info war, so they want to censor us and start a revolution.
Correct.
So all I'm saying is they're a bunch of idiots. The little communists they've got down here saying, kill cops, oink, oink, bang, bang, you're dead. How many... it was 5 good cops dead, good, yeah, but 6 is better. These little minions don't even know how to point a gun the right way is what I'm saying. They are the most moron, cannon fodder idiots, and none of them will ever talk to you. They say, talk to my boss. It's always some old weird UT beatnik behind them,
right?
Because they have nothing in their heads.
That's correct. I've seen that a million times. Look, we can get into more about the identity fraud.
That's right. You're dropping the biggest, this isn't hype, folks, the biggest bombshells ever on who Obama is to understand his psychology. And it's all documented straight ahead. If you're a radio listener, want to see all this, Infowars.com/show has HD feeds right now. Infowars.com/show. It's all free. Infowars.com/show.
Reality check, rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Joel Gilbert's our guest, 30 minutes to the next hour. Then we're going to take something for the nightly news tonight. We're just going to condense all this down. He's about to break more on the birth certificates of Obama. He's the guy that cracked the code on all of this and why he kept saying in his, when he was the editor of the Law Review at Harvard, that he was born in Kenya and his father was there, and why his wife, when he was a U.S. senator, said he was born in Kenya. You know, my husband, Barack, is born in Kenya. And we'd say, here are the videos. Why does he keep saying he wasn't? It was all a setup. We took the bait. Of course the dad looked nothing like him. Because it wasn't. It was another one of these sham marriages that leftists do to bring people into the U.S. for money. It's very, very famous. She was CIA, folks. It was all part of the cutouts. We're going back to Joel Gilbert here in just a moment. But I want to just remind listeners that if you look at the psychology of the globalists, it doesn't make sense. But I go back to Ron Silver, the Hollywood producer and actor who recently died, and it was the Clintons being inaugurated in 1993, and jets flew over. And he said, oh, my gosh, it's the military. They're going to get us because they so much hated our military in America. And Hillary went, and this was even in, I think it was Rolling Stone. You can look it up. She goes, Ron, it's our military now. But see, they're so mentally ill and so stilted and so weird and hate you owning a gun, but, boy, they love the Red Guard with a gun, that they just see fear everywhere, and everyone's out to get them, and there's racism everywhere, whether they be white, Jewish, or, you know, black, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, Chinese. It's just all whacked out, and they've got to overthrow it to run it to make it better. And even though they pretty much run the country, they should just go, oh, prosperity, let's just run this. You've already dominated. No. Now we've got to shut it down. We've got to prove it's wrong. We've got to mount its head on the wall. There's this drive to just piss on things and fly over country and bitter clingers with their Bibles, their guns, and make fun of, you know, families that have a swimming pool and are nuclear and go to softball games. It's not just a disdain for white people. They hate black people. They hate, I mean, I've seen the leftists in news articles go, the Hispanics don't trust us and they won't get rid of their families and, you know, they won't go along with our ideology like we want them to. They're so angry. So I'm not trying to do a cliffhanger here. I want to get into the incredible other developments you haven't got to. We start the next segment. But the few minutes here, you've studied communists. You've gone deep into how they operate. You know, you interviewed, of course, and so have we, the late, great Larry Graffwald that went inside the Weatherman operations. What makes them tick? Why do they hate this country and prosperity so much?
Leftist progressives have a passion for destruction that is only equaled by the Islamists. The Islamists and the progressives have that thing in common, that they both want to destroy the existing order and rebuild society from scratch. Us conservatives, or just what we call, where I come from in Tennessee, we just call it normal folks. We look at America and we look at the world and we say America is the greatest country that ever has been, and we're so happy to be American. We're so happy. Leftists look at America and compare it to the perfect society, to perfect utopia, and they conclude it's not perfect, so we have to tear it down and destroy it and rebuild it from scratch, and we're very unhappy. So the mentality is just so different. And the leftist passion for destruction is something that is such a tragic phenomenon.
Was that an accurate description I did of them?
I believe so.
I just don't get how you're in charge. The system's made you the president. Record numbers of whites have voted for you. And then you say it's a white lash when Trump gets elected. It's just pure crap.
Well, their ideology is to use people and use groups to take power, not to take power to help people, but to use them.
And communist ideology, it admits they're exploitive. It's so cold-blooded.
Right. They used urban America, the black people. Black lives never mattered to them. Blacks' vote mattered. That's why Obama did nothing for the black community in 8 years.
All right. Long segment's coming up. There's another five-minute one right at the start. I want to talk about Islamic ideology, because Orthodox Islam is radical Islam. It's taking over. It admits it wants to conquer you. It brags it's going to conquer you. But then when you say, hey, I'm not going to let you conquer me, they go, you're being mean to me. You just don't like Muslims. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with Joel Gilbert of JoelGilbert.net. Spread that website as well. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to shut us down right now. Spread the links now, folks. It's a war.